Okay, Greg, well, the alligator bit you on the way off there. I copied the last. Unless you have an aversion to the Chinese radios, look at the TID radio TDH9. It'll give you 10 watts. The TDH3 plus, and make sure you do the plus on that, is also...
Say again, you dropped out too.
Bluetooth, they can use it on a laptop. You can program it to your cell phone, an app on your phone, or you can download the program and program it on your laptop or your computer or whatever. But it's like $69. Their shipping is $7 unless you crack that $69 and buy a little side thing for a couple dollars, an extra cheapo cradle and a power supply, an extra one or something. They have several of them going for like $299 until the end of the month or something. But anyway, several of us have been getting them lately, and they'll give you the three bands on the transmit, and they'll give you options on that. So that's unless you prefer not to. I don't have any aversion to Motorola's except that I made the switch. Like when in the old days, I reset. In the old days, we had to pick between Beta and UHF tape or VHS tapes and cassettes and 8-tracks. You know, you make a choice, then you get invested in it. So a friend of mine who does all Motorola talked me into buying a Kinect System radio. And that was 10 years ago, I think. And so I've been getting others, and that's Chinese made. But anyway, but the current one right now, those TID radios come real good. They're cheap. They deliver them. I wouldn't buy it through Amazon because you might get a used one. But this company does deliver, and I bought several of them and sold several of my friends. And we're local guys here, all hams many years. So there you go, 73. Good talking to you. I think for me, the hissing of the noise could have been my proximity to my desktop computer, which is on. So when I'm facing away from that, it's probably clear. KB7YL, you clear if the alligator didn't get me. Have a good night.